A pet shelter in Auckland for animals from abusive households says demand for their service has tripled since lockdown began. Since opening just 2 months ago, Pet Refuge is getting more and more requests from people whose bubbles are unsafe. And as our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi found out, running the operation in Level 4 comes with its challenges.
It's a safe place for cats, dogs and even rabbits from all over the country to go when home isn't. Pet Refuge was built to help victims who delay leaving abusive relationships because they're worried about their pets. It provides accommodation for their animals until they find a safe place to reunite. CEO Julie Chapman says they get requests from all over the country, but recently things have been getting worse, particularly in Auckland.
We've done two police emergency call-outs in the last few weeks. They're coming through Women's Refuge, Shine and self-referrals as well. We do have a crisis line that people can call.
And Level 4 restrictions are making it difficult.
Pets during Level 4 can't be reunited with their owners who've found safety because they're not able to move into their new accommodation.
Nationwide pickups will resume when alert levels allow. Until then, they've had to get help to transport pets.
Basically, once people get in touch with us, we're able to work on a sort of individual bespoke plan to be able to get the pets to us, and we're able to work with Jet Pets who have exemption to be able to transport pets from out of Auckland to the border and then do handovers.
Despite these setbacks, there's an important reason they're not slowing down.
We know that 53% of women will delay leaving a violent relationship out of fear for their pet's safety, but encouragingly 73% would leave sooner knowing that there was somewhere for their pet to go.
This woman, who can't be named for privacy reasons, sent her two pets to Pet Refuge. Her comments have been voiced.
I was in a bad relationship and I was constantly, desperately trying to find a way to get my pets somewhere safe. I tried to leave around 10 times, but one of the main reasons I couldn't was my pets. I didn't want my ex to have them. He was always threatening to give them away. They're a really big part of my life and my coping. But things got worse and I knew I had to leave for me and my baby girl. I didn't want her seeing me cry and having regular breakdowns. I wanted to bring her up in a home that was happy. And I could see the yelling was affecting the dog too. I can't wait to find a house for us all so we can be together in safety.
Shelter manager Louise Morley says the condition of animals on arrival is often fragile.
So quite a few of them have actually come in very hand shy, and when we use squeegees and things like that, picking up the feces, they're quite shy of the equipment we're using, so we have to be mindful of that. Some of them can be underweight, so we just monitor that and we make sure we're giving them the right nutrition.
While they may only have the pets for a few weeks, they fill it with love.
We work on their calm time. We play music during the day for them. We take them into the office. We do loads of enrichment with them and training and provide a nice routine for them.
The toys, treats, games and warm beds are testament to that. Despite the space constraints, the Pet Refuge is urging anyone in an abusive situation to reach out for help.